USA Radio News.
We are doing so well. So many businesses are moving back to this country. So many car companies are coming back into Michigan and to Ohio and to Pennsylvania and to North and South Carolina. We need people. We don't have the workers anymore. And by the way, that's something that's unique. You haven't heard that for a long time. Wages are going up, right? But we need people. But who do we need? We need people that come in under the merit system.
President Trump speaking at a rally in Great Falls, Montana. Now, on the way to that rally, the president sent out a tweet saying that he accepted the resignation of EPA Chief Scott Pruitt. Trump said Pruitt has done an outstanding job, and he named Pruitt's deputy, Andrew Wheeler, as acting administrator. And your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 181 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A report on private sector hirings fell slightly short of expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
ADP and Moody's Analytics releasing their national employment report for June, showing the economy adding 177,000 private sector jobs. But that number fell short of the 190,000 economists had forecast. The numbers are drawn from ADP's actual private payroll data for the month. The government jobs report for June is due out Friday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As Amazon continues to expand, one of the things they are working towards is their own delivery service, so they will not have to rely on UPS, USPS, FedEx, and DHL. Lee Gallagher is an editor with Forbes. She talks about how much Amazon is expanding.
Amazon has surging demand. It has not stopped in this race to give us faster, better, cheaper at our doorstep. It's really taking the supermarket and the mall and bringing it to us.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you're looking to lose a few pounds and maybe struggling, one of the things is maybe you're not getting enough sleep. Research now shows that if you get less than 6 hours sleep, you're going to have trouble losing weight. Conversely, if you sleep over 8 hours, you may have trouble losing weight as well. So if you're having problems sleeping, though, Dr. Jill Ashton joined ABC's Good Morning America, and she says, first off, before you try some natural supplements or try some environment things, you have to make sure that there's nothing major going on with you medically.
You need to first exclude true medical causes for sleep. So I want you to take a look at this list because this is really, really important. People are finding themselves waking up in the middle of the night. It could be a cardiac issue, something called PND. If you find yourself short of breath, you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to sit up in bed with your legs hanging over or prop yourself up on two or more pillows. That could indicate a serious cardiac issue. Going to the bathroom once a night is okay. Two, three, and four times a night, not okay. Cough could be anything from postnasal drip to GE reflux. And then sleep apnea. These are serious medical causes that have to be excluded before we can tackle the behavior and the environment.
And what can be done to help you get a good night's sleep?
Look at the environment. There are a lot of great products on the market, from weighted blankets to temperature-controlled mattress pads, lavender. Melatonin can be used with caution because it is a sleep hormone. But again, make sure that room is cool, dark, quiet, and remove anything with a screen at least an hour before you go to bed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.